It is the Newsmax Daily Rob Carson Show, and I hope you're having a great week. I'm taking the first vacation since about 2009, so I thought I'd give you a special treat this week. Something you could share with your friends, because one of the things, one of the hallmarks of my show and this podcast is comedy. There are so many people in conservative talk that have an opinion but don't have a sense of humor. So what we like to do is share humor and make a point with it. This is a fine example. Now, this guy's voice, you're going to love. He is the best Trump vocal impersonator I've heard ever. His name is Sean Farish. He's from Long Island, New York. He is a young Republican and a conservative. And this is Fight for the Right.
This goes out to Nancy Pelosi, crying Chuck Schumer, and all the other career politicians in the fake news. Kick, 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 kick.
You woke November 4th, they call President Joe. Fake news said yes, but we all knew no. But 1 year in and Biden's gone way left. His reign is based on lies and government theft. You've got to fight for the right of the party. What do you think about it? You've got to fight for the right of your party. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, kicking them out is a no-brainer. The stupid GOP needs to be reinvented. In Democrats' heads, I live freely rented. You've got to fight for the right of the party and the right that you have as Americans. Big, beautiful people, I have to say, you've got to fight. I'll be back in the White House more sooner than later. Of all the presidents, there has been no one greater. Pelosi's going down, and so's the miserable squad. We will end their tyranny, so help me God. We've got to fight for the right of the party, okay? We've got to fight so hard, fight like hell. Fight like hell. When I am back in the White House, we party, okay? And we're going to party like it's 2016. The Clinton campaign is going to be crying again. It's going to be great. Check with the Young Turks is going to be melting down. It's going to be a sight to see. Fantastic things, believe me. You've got to fight for the right of the party.
I am Donald Trump, and I approve this message. See you in 2024, if not sooner, believe me.